Central bank gold reserves hit a 21st century record. While Bitcoin pushes 77K, Cointelegraph reported late on April 17th that global central banks now hold record gold reserves for this century. The line appeared in a short social post and hit as Bitcoin traded at 77,000 $134, up 2.87% on the day and 5.82% on the week, according to live CoinMarketCap data as of April 18, 2026. Ether was at 24.19, up 3.22%. Fear and greed sat at 62, firmly in greed territory. The tweet itself is a one-liner. The reason it matters is the parallel chart. Sovereign buyers keep accumulating gold. Institutional and retail buyers keep accumulating Bitcoin. The two trades used to be read as rivals. In 2026, they look more like two flavors of the same sovereign hedge instinct. Why central banks keep buying gold? The World Gold Council has flagged central banks as net buyers every year since 2010. The pace picked up after 2022 when Russian reserve assets were frozen by Western governments. That shift taught reserve managers in non-aligned economies that U.S. treasuries carry political risk on top of duration risk. Gold does not. Since then, the steady buyers have been familiar. China stepping up its People's Bank of China disclosures. Turkey adding tonnage through currency stress. India building reserves as part of its wider dollar diversification push. And Poland running one of the most aggressive per capita accumulation programs in Europe. Russia, shut out of dollar markets, has been moving in the same direction by necessity. Cointelegraph did not publish a tonnage number in the post. What the headline does confirm is a directional record. This century, the official sector has never held more. The Bitcoin chart is running on similar fuel. Bitcoin at $77,134 is not a random print. It follows a week in which the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs for three straight sessions. Live prices on April 18th show BTC up 5.82% on the week, ETH up 7.86%, and XRP up 8.86%. The Fear and Greed Index at 62 lines up with a market that is buying risk and hard assets at the same time. The investor base is different from gold's official sector. ETF allocators, corporate treasuries, and long-term holders have been the main bid. We covered Strategy flipping green on its Bitcoin cost basis after BTC crossed $75,577 earlier this week. On-chain, CryptoQuant data underpinned our piece on 270,000 BTC disappearing off exchanges in a 30-day window, the largest accumulation since 2013. Exchange inflows dropped to 2020 lows at the same time. Different buyers, different settlement rails, same posture, take the asset home and sit on it. Where the two stories diverge, gold and Bitcoin are not interchangeable. Gold is a 1,000-year-old monetary asset with a deep official sector. Bitcoin is a 17-year-old bearer instrument with a large retail base and a growing ETF wrapper. Central banks are not about to report BTC reserves. El Salvador is the only national government disclosing sovereign Bitcoin, and even there, the policy sits inside a political story more than a reserve strategy. What the two assets share right now is the hedging thesis. Both look attractive when the dollar-denominated reserve system feels crowded, when long-dated treasury risk feels like duration plus politics, and when sanctions signal that ownership of a reserve asset depends on the goodwill of the issuer. Gold and Bitcoin are not that asset. They settle in bearer form. For retail users, the closest analog to the central bank repatriation trade is holding crypto in self-custody rather than leaving it with an exchange or a yield platform. The same logic applies at a household scale. If counterparty risk is the tail you are hedging, custody design matters more than price. What to watch from here? The next data point is the Q1 2026 World Gold Council Gold Demand Trends Report, usually published in late April or early May. That is where the tonnage attached to the Cointelegraph headline will show up in verifiable form. On the Bitcoin side, the tells are the same ones we have tracked all week. ETF flow prints, exchange balance changes, and strategies next disclose purchase. One record does not guarantee another. But the two charts have been rhyming for 18 months, and the Cointelegraph headline adds another tick to that pattern.